I hope you're enjoying this exciting subject of spiritual warfare.
Harapkan saudara kresep karena hal peperangan rohani.
As I've worked in the body of Christ now around the world for the last 30 years, this is one of the most important subjects that I find.
Salila abdi melayani di dunia 30 tahun abdi mendakan tema anu pang pentingna.
Jesus defeated every demonic power on the cross.
Yesus ngalahkeun roh jahat di kayu palang.
But the enemy is still active in the earth and we need to know how to stand against him.
Musuhna masih aktif di dunia, urang kudu nyaho keur ngalahkeunana.
So we're forming a foundation in spiritual warfare based on Ephesians chapter 6.
Urang geus nyieun pondasi anu didasarkeun ku Efesus pasal 6.
We're referring to Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 through verse 20.
Efesus 6 ayat 10 dugi ka 20.
And to form this foundation, we're making several points about this passage of scripture.
Geureng ngabangun pondasi nyieun sababaraha titik ngeunaan ayat ieu.
In our last session, we talked about the fact that warfare is a part of everyone's life.
Sesi nu lahir, urang nyeritakeun peperangan kewajiban kabeh nu percaya.
Spiritual warfare is not just casting demons out.
Lain saukur ngusir setan.
Spiritual warfare is your whole life.
Perangan rohani ngalingkupan kahirupan urang.
Spiritual warfare is not an event.
Ieu lain hiji event.
It's happening all of the time.
Tapi kejadian unggal waktu.
Everything that I do is warfare.
Naon dilakukeun kabeh peperangan.
That's the way the Bible talks about.
Ieu nu aya dina kitab suci.
That's why it says be strong, put on the armor because we wrestle.
Sing kuat pake sanjata Allah sabab berjuang.
We also talked about the fact that this is not against flesh and blood.
Urang geus ngabahas peperangan teh lain ngalawan getih jeung daging.
We are not to fight people.
Ngalawan sasama.
This is not a battle in the natural area.
Lain peperangan nu katempo.
It's a battle in the spirit world.
Tapi di alam roh.
And we also talked about the strategies of the enemy.
Urang geus ngabahas strategi musuh.
Do you recognize the enemy's strategies?
Geus nyaho strategi musuh.
If we just sit and think,
urang diuk jeung mikiran,
what is the enemy attempting to do to me?
Naha musuh hayang ngalakukeun naon?
If we ask the Lord to show us,
urang menta ka Gusti sina nuduhkeun,
Lord, what is happening to in my church?
Gusti naon anu kajadian di gereja abdi?
Why are these conditions continuing?
Naha make kudu kajadian.
God can show us the strategies.
Nuduhkeun Gusti strategina.
When we know these strategies,
waktu abdi terang,
then we can avoid them.
Urang bisa nyingkahan.
But we won't avoid them unless we first recognize them.
Tapi urang moal bisa nyingkahan mun teu terang.
And then sometimes we are to aggressively resist them in Jesus' name.
Tekapung tarik teuing nolak dilebet jenengan Yesus.
Now in this session I would like to continue through this passage of scripture in Ephesians chapter 6.
Dina sesi ieu neraskeun ngabahas Efesus 6.
We'll begin reading at Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14.
Efesus 6 ayatna nu ka 14.
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14. Says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and with the breastplate of righteousness in place.
Impage pake beber bebeneran jeung pake baju kre keadilan.
And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
Ikaos kaki karelaan keur ngawartakeun bae jahade.
In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
Dina kayaan kumaha bae pake tameng iman, sebab bisa mareuman panas seuneut ti si jahat.
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Pake balakuta kasalametan sarta pedang rohnya, tadawuhan Allah.
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
Dinadoa sarta kahayang saban waktu dinaro, sing caringcing dinadoa pikeun jalma suci.
Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.
Oge keur kami, supaya waktunya rita dipasihan karunia, ucapan anu bener, supaya aya kawani ngawartakeun Injil.
For which I am an ambassador in chains, pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
Utusan nu dibui, supaya rita sakumaha kuduna nyarita.
It is important for us to see here that we are ready for the battle.
Penting pisan yang hareupan peperangan.
Many times when the subject of spiritual warfare is spoken about,
dina waktu topik peperangan rohani ditepikeun.
People talk about the Christian armor.
Ngeunaan perlengkapan senjata.
They give teaching on the pieces of armor.
Maranehna mere pangajaran perlengkapan senjata.
But then they say, don't try to do anything because you may not be ready. But why did the Apostle Paul write this letter to the Ephesians?
Nah, Paulus nyuratan ka jamaah Efesus.
It's interesting to know the background of the city of Ephesus.
Pasang tukang kota Efesus narik pisan.
Did you know that almost every Gentile Ephesian came from an occult background?
Saderek terang, urang Efesus nu tobat teh kasang tukangna tina kawasa poe.
They were deeply into witchcraft and Satanism and idolatry.
Sok kadukun, kasetan, kabarhala.
They were a very immoral society.
Lingkungan nu goreng pisan.
And many of them were still living in homes where this sort of thing was being practiced.
Loba kene nu ngalakukeun kitu dina lingkunganana.
There was witchcraft going on right in the home.
Ngadukun di imahna.
There were shrines and idols and all kinds of false worship.
Jeung muja jeung nyembah berhala.
So the Ephesians had a question for the Apostle Paul.
Urang Efesus nanya ka Paulus.
We know we've accepted Jesus.
Geus narima Yesus.
We know we have eternal life now.
Ibanda hirup langgeng.
We know that we have a heavenly home.
Ibanda imah di surga.
But how do we stand in these kinds of situations?
Tapi kumakayanana saperti kieu.
Can you live in this society and be in victory?
Bisa hirup di komunitas sarta unggul.
Now I'm asked that question everywhere I travel in the world.
Abdi bade nanya, di mana bae abdi aya?
People say to me, "Oh, brother, it's very hard here."
Cek nu sajen mah susah di dieu teh.
Because our culture has these religious systems.
Dina budaya di dieu mah kapercayaanna saperti kitu.
And our society has lots of corruption and lots of evil.
Loba korupsi jeung kajahatan.
So it's very difficult to live for Jesus in this situation.
Moal hirup keur Yesus mah.
That's why we need to read the book of Ephesians.
Eta sababna perlu maca kitab Efesus.
And we can get so much encouragement from looking at this situation.
Supaya urang kuat sanggeus macana.
Because these people lived in that kind of a culture.
Jalma teh hirup ku budayana kitu.
And so the Apostle Paul writes to them.
Rasul Paulus oge nyuratan.
And he says, when you become a Christian,
waktu mana jadi Kristen,
you don't just believe in something.
Lain ngan saukur percaya.
You don't just accept Jesus Christ.
Lain ngan saukur narima Kristus.
You don't just receive forgiveness.
Lain saukur dihampura.
When you become a Christian,
waktu marane jadi Kristen,
let me see if I can think of some language and a picture to help you.
Urang ngajelaskeun deui jeung gambaranana.
When you become a Christian, it's like you have a suit of armor on now.
Jadi Kristen seperti memakai perlengkapan perang.
You see why the Apostle Paul used this picture?
Nah, sebabnya Rasul Paulus cerita gitu.
He was trying to say to these people, yes, you can stand.
Jadi ngusahakeun nyarita ka jalma maneh bisa hirup.
even in this demonic situation in your culture.
Dina budaya nu dipangaruhan kawasa poe.
And that's so much encouragement for us today.
Ye nguatkeun urang.
Because we live in these kinds of cultures.
Urang oge hirup dina budaya kieu.
And we have these kinds of circumstances in our societies.
Urang oge saperti kitu dina lingkungan.
So we have armor on.
Perlu perlengkapan senjata lah.
Now we have great big arguments about, do you have the armor on? Do you have to put the armor on?
Nah, orang geus mibanda eta, pake atuh.
I was at one church that had a church split over, do you have the armor on or do you have to put the armor on?
Fungsi debat di gereja, nah geus boga nu kitu, nah perlu dipake ayeuna.
So we need to understand how the Bible is written.
Kudu ngarti tina kitab suci.
The Bible is a wonderful book.
Buku luar biasa.
It's the Word of God.
Allah.
Inspired by the Spirit of God.
Diinspirasikan Roh Suci.
And no other book is like this.
Gaya buku seperti itu.
It talks about our eternal position in Jesus Christ.
Ceritakan urang cicing langgeng sareng Yesus Kristus.
I have a relationship with God.
Dingagaduhan hubungan sareng Gusti.
I'm saved eternally.
Selamat salamina.
God is able to keep me from falling.
Pangeran ngajaga abdi.
God has begun a good work in me and he will continue to perform it.
Pangeran teras midamel kasayan.
God has saved me by his grace, which is a free gift.
Panugrahanu gratis abdi diselamatkeun.
I'm in Christ.
Abdi dilebet Kristus.
I'm a new creature.
Ciptaan anyar.
I've been forgiven.
Terus dihampura.
I've been cleansed from my sin by his blood.
Disucikeun ku getihna.
These are all truths in the Bible.
Sakabehna bebeneran dina kitab suci.
This is who I am as a Christian.
Eta teh urang Kristen.
If you've been to the cross,
pami urang neuteup salib.
If you've accepted Jesus Christ,
nampi Yesus Kristus.
This is true about you.
Sadayana pikeun urang.
And the Bible is where we go to be reminded of these facts.
Kitab suci ngelingan perkara sakabehna.
And this is what gives me faith to overcome the attacks of the enemy.
Eta nu ngajadikeun iman pikeun yang hareupan musuh.
But there's only one problem.
Tapi aya masalah.
We cannot just live in a position.
Teu bisa hirup di hiji posisi.
All those things are true.
Ajang kabeh bener.
But we have to live in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tapi orang kudu hirup Senin, Selasa, Rebo.
We have to live in February, March, and April.
Kitu di Januari, Februari, Maret, April.
So the Bible, being the great book that it is,
kitab suci teh buku nu hebat.
It tells us how to live in sequence.
Ajarkeun pikeun hirup terus.
It not only says God is working in you by his grace. It says don't let the sun go down on your anger. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. If someone has a problem with you, you must go to them. Husbands, love your wives.
Laki sing asih ka pamajikan.
Wives, submit.
Pamajikan kudu tunduk.
Children, obey your parents.
Perbudak taat ka kolot.
Do this, don't do that.
Lakukeun ieu, ulah ngalakukeun itu.
It almost sounds like a different religion.
Mesarua jeung agama sejen.
And yet it's both are in the Word of God.
Tapi ieu tidak buhan Gusti.
You see, the Bible says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kitab suci kudu make Gusti Yesus Kristus.
This is a picture. It's like putting on clothes.
Kira make baju.
But the Bible also says something else.
Sejena oge dicaritakeun.
It says, we already have put on Christ.
Teyagi make Kristus.
So I'm confused.
Abdi bingung.
Do I put on Christ?
Nah, abdi make Kristus?
Or have I already put on Christ?
Atawa geus make?
Romans chapter 6.
Roma genep nyarita.
Says the old man is dead.
Manusia heubeul geus paeh.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Efesus pasal 4.
says, put off the old man.
Resepkan manusia bel.
I'm confused.
Abdi bingung.
If the old man is dead,
tamun hubul pae,
why do I have to put him off?
Nah, maka dilesotkan.
2 Corinthians 5.
2 Korintus pasal 5.
If any person is in Christ, they're a new creature.
Pemaya dilebet Kristus orang keciptaan anyar.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Efesus 4.
Put on the new man.
Pake manusia.
I'm confused.
Jadi bingung.
If I'm a new creature,
kamu ciptaan anyar.
Why do I have to put on the new man?
Nah, kudu make manusianya.
This is what makes Christianity a living relationship.
Ieu pangna jadi Kristen teh hubungan jeung hirup.
It's not just a book of rules.
Lain ngan sakadar buku aturan.
It's not only an eternal position.
Atawa tempat langgeng.
It's how to live every day in sequence.
Kumaha dina kahirupan sapopoe.
Now, why is this important?
Nah, penting.
Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1.
Paulus nyuratan ka Timotius dina Timotius 1.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19.
1 Timotius 1, ayat 18.
And he said, Timothy, you're going to fight a good fight.
Timotius manis berjuang dina perjuangan wade.
Then he told him how he's going to fight a good fight.
Cerita deui yen perjuangan nu hade teh.
Through faith.
Ngaliwatan iman.
And a clean conscience.
Jeung hate nu murni.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19.
1 Timotius 1, ayat 18.
Fighting a good fight.
Berjuang dina perjuangan nu hade.
Being a good warrior.
Jadi pejuang nu hade.
How?
Kumaha?
By faith.
Make iman.
That's who I am in Christ.
Urang teh di jero Kristus.
That's my position.
Eta posisina.
That's the grace of God working in me.
Anugerah Pangeran barang damel.
That's the fact that Jesus defeated every devil at the cross.
Eta faktana Yesus ngalahkeun setan di kayu palang.
This is the shield of faith.
Eta tameng iman.
The devil comes to attack me.
Iblis datang nyerang.
I say I know who I am.
Dah abdi.
I'm in Christ.
Abdi jero Kristus.
I'm cleansed through the blood.
Disucikan ku getihna.
I am seated far above all power and all authority.
Aya di luhur kawasa jeung kakuatan sejen.
So I must know my position.
Kudu nyaho posisi urang.
That is the faith by which Timothy was overcoming.
Ku iman Timotius unggul.
But he said also we need a clean conscience.
Urang perlu hate nu murni.
How do I get that?
Kumaha carana?
Every day taking care of things.
Saban poe ngurus naon bae?
If I have a car?
Bama urang gaduh mobil?
I might say this is a good car.
Mobil teh halus.
Never had any problem with this car.
Tan pernah ruksak.
So I drive the car down the road.
Dibawa ke jalan raya.
And it stops. It won't go anymore.
Ujug-ujug mogok.
So I say, well, this, what's wrong with my car?
Kunaonnya?
The state of the car is that it's a good running car.
Kuduna mah mobil teh hade.
But in sequence, I have to put in something in the tank.
Oge kudu ngisian tangkina.
I have to do something.
Kudu migawe hiji hal.
And it's true in our Christian life.
Itu kekristenan teh.
Faith.
Iman.
Knowing who we are in Christ.
Tah urang di jero Kristus.
Knowing what happened to us at the cross.
Karangan nu kajadian dina kayu palang.
Saying to the devil, you cannot get me.
Omongkeun ka setan maneh geus teu bisa ngaganggu deui.
I am free from these things.
Abi tos bebas ti sakabeh.
That's our shield.
Ieu tameng urang.
But we also have to say sorry to people.
Menta dihampura ka jalma.
Repent of things.
Tobat tina kasalahan.
Repent of things that we have been doing.
Tos dilakukeun.
So, do you have the armor on, or do you have to put it on?
Nah, boga perlengkapan atau hante dipake? Dua nana.
It's both. I have the armor on.
Abdi gaduh perlengkapan.
24 hours a day.
24 jam sepoe.
Because the armor is Christ.
Perlengkapan teh nyata Kristus.
You don't get in into Jesus and out of Jesus every day.
Kurang mah keluar asup saban poe.
And I need to know that I have the armor on.
Kudunya yen perlengkapan teh dipake.
Because the enemy can come to me.
Dia datang.
And he can say, you didn't put your armor on this morning.
Renya urang teu make perlengkapan.
So now I can do these things to you.
Iblis bisa sakahayangna ka urang.
And I need to know by faith that I have it on.
Iman orang terang make terus.
But I also have to put it on.
Abdi nandeskeun pisan.
Meaning what?
Naon artina?
This means I have to see what has happened in the sequence during the day, during the week.
Kudu terang nu kajadian unggal poe.
Have I opened myself?
Na urang mererolongrang.
Have I been doing things and thinking things I shouldn't?
Na geus ngalakukeun nu kuduna ulah dilakukeun.
That's when I put on the armor.
Urang make perlengkapan senjata.
So both of these things are important.
Guanana penting pisan.
Knowing who we are in Christ.
Urang kudu caringcing di jero Kristus.
And living a responsible life before God and other people.
Kudu tanggung jawab ka pangeran jeung ka sasama.
But we are ready for this battle.
Urang siap keur perang.
What is available to us in the armor is everything we need.
Urang sagala hal oge geus dihagikeun dina perlengkapan.
There is so much question about this.
Loba pisan nanyakeun.
People say to me now, can we do this against these big demons?
Bisa yeuna dilakukeun ka setan?
Others say to me, I've been told I cannot do this kind of praying.
Abdi tos diajar teu tiasa ngadoa saperti kitu.
I've been told I can't go to certain areas because it's too strong for me.
Dilarang ka hiji tempat sabab kakuatanana badag.
I've been told that in the circumstances I live in, it's too the oppression is too heavy.
Kayaan ayeuna tekananana kuat pisan.
That's why Paul wrote the book of Ephesians.
Ieu sababna Paulus nulis kitab Efesus.
He wanted to encourage us. Yes, you are ready for whatever the enemy is doing.
Muatkeun urang musuh mah lawan bae.
If you're using the faith.
Kamu ngagunakeun iman.
And if you are continuing to put on the armor.
Perlengkapanana dipake.
There are two problems I find in spiritual warfare.
Aya dua hal dina peperangan rohani.
They are problems of imbalance.
Kasaimbangan.
Everywhere I travel.
Kamana bae indit.
There are these two excesses.
Kalianna aya dua excess.
One is that we overemphasize the things of the devil.
Kaiji nandeuskeun teuing sagala ti setan.
Some people see demons behind every negative and every adversity.
Aya nu mikir setan kabe negatif sarta nangtang.
If the car won't start, it's a demon.
Mobil mogok oge ku setan.
If something goes wrong while I'm cooking dinner, it was a demon.
Pasakan tengeunah oge ku setan.
If I have an accident, oh, I think it was an attack of the devil.
Kecelakaan eta serangan musuh.
Some people think everybody that's sick, it's the devil.
Nu gering oge ku setan.
They think every problem in the world is demonic.
Kagawe masalah di dunia eta ku setan.
And they're always thinking about, oh, there's so much heavy oppression.
Pikirna saya masalah nu aya masalah nu berat.
The devil's attacking us.
Setan nyerang.
And this is an overemphasis.
Kaleuleuwihi.
And every culture in the world.
Kagawe budaya.
Every part of the church.
Bagian gereja.
There are people like this.
Aya nu kitu.
This is an overemphasis.
Kaleuleuwihi.
But then we have the other extreme.
Kita dua ekstrem sebaliknya.
And this is also present everywhere.
Aya di mana-mana.
This is what I call the underemphasis.
Tadi mah remeh.
What is this attitude like?
Nukumaha sikapna.
These are the people who say, "Oh no, it's not the devil."
Cek batur, eta mah lain setan.
Let's not talk about the devil.
Ulah nyaritakeun bae setan.
Let's not think about the devil.
Ulah jadi pikiran.
Hallelujah, we have the victory.
Haleluya, urang unggul.
I'm okay.
Abdi pangestu.
You're okay.
Ayeuna oge.
Everything's okay.
Jadayana sae.
Praise God.
Puji Gusti.
Let's just talk very fast and very loud.
Urang ngomong gancang jeung tarik.
Because if we talk victory. And if we talk
positive.
Maybe the devil won't be there.
Tugan bae setan eueuh di dieu.
Well, relax.
Asi bae.
You can't make the devil go away by talking fast.
Setan teu bisa diusir ku ngomong tarik.
There is a devil.
Setan tetap ada.
He is attacking.
Anehna nyerang.
Your Bible says, be strong, take on armor.
Kitab suci, sing kuat, pakai perlengkapan senjata.
We cannot pretend this does not exist.
Ulang nganggap setan ewe.
Some people say, oh, it's just life.
Musajen, eta mangan kahirupan.
You can't blame everything on demons.
Urang sok nyalahkeun setan.
It's just life. Things happen like that.
Eta mah sawajarna da hirup.
So who's right?
Nah, eta bener.
What's the problem with these two extremes?
Nah, masalah ti dua ekstrem.
On the overemphasis side?
Hiji kaleuwihi.
It's a problem of ignorance of victory.
Eta mah pedah teu meunang wae.
I believe in demons.
Dipercaya ya setan.
I believe that there's a great amount of spiritual warfare going on.
Percaya ya bagian peperangan rohani anu hebat.
But I also believe in something else.
Tahal sejen oge
I believe in victory.
Saya percaya keunggulan.
Jesus has defeated the devil.
Yesus tos ngalahkeun setan.
And when I participate in what happened at the cross through faith,
waktu narima nu dinukai palang ku iman,
I get that victory.
Abdi unggul.
Over all the powers of darkness.
Kawasa setan.
So yes, there are demons.
Jadi setan daya.
And yes, there's a need to minister to people.
Aya pangabutuh keur ngaladenan.
Let's not deny it.
Ulah teu ngaku.
Let's not pretend it's not there.
Ulah api-api eueuh.
But let's not stop till we come to victory.
Ulah eureun nepi ka urang unggul.
Because the normal Christian life should be victory.
Hidup kekristenan nu benar kudu unggul.
That's what Jesus died to purchase for us.
Eta sabab pupusna Yesus nebus urang.
But I talk to some people and they say, oh, but there's still more problems.
Sababaraha urang masih aya masalah sejen.
It's very deep and it's very heavy.
Berat pisan.
And it's been in my family for so many years.
Di keluarga abdi geus taunan.
And our culture has so much of this.
Di budaya abdi loba nu kitu.
And they never come to a place of victory in their life.
Teu ngarasa hirup kaunggulan. Tapi dina ekstrem sabalikna.
But on the other extreme, there's also a problem of ignorance.
Tetap.
This is ignorance of the devil.
Lalawara kana fakta setan.
These are people say, I don't want to see it.
Jeknu sejen teu hayang nyao.
I don't want to hear it.
Hayang ngadenge.
It's not there, it's not there.
Eueuh di dinya.
They want to be ignorant of the devil.
Dipercaya ya setan.
In my last session I was asking you, why is a child afraid of the dark?
Dina sesi akhir aya patarosan, naha budak sieun ku poek?
I remember as a child I was afraid of the dark.
Abdi ge keur leutik sieun ku poek.
I would wake up and I'd see all kinds of wild animals in my room.
Lamun udang tetepuan teh loba satonu aneh.
All kinds of evil people in my room.
Ngejarahat di kamar.
Then I'd wake up the next morning.
Tapi waktu isukna udang.
There was light in the room.
Aya cahaya.
And I felt really silly.
Bodoh pisan.
See, that was not a wild animal. It was only the clothes thrown over the chair.
Geuning lain satogalak baju nu nyampai dina korsi.
That's why we must not be ignorant of the devil.
Ieu sabna ulah ngalalawarakeun realitas setan.
If you say, oh, I don't want to know.
Mun urang nyarita teu hayang nyaho.
Please don't tell me.
Tong dibere nyaho.
Then that's a problem.
Eta masalahna.
Because you want to stay in the darkness.
Urang resep dinu poek.
Come into the light.
Datang ka nu poek.
You can know everything the enemy's doing.
Pasti nyaho naon anu dilakukeun musuh.
But if you also know God.
Tapi manoh ka pangeran.
If you also know what the scripture says about you.
Urang nyaho tina kitab suci.
If you all know also know what happened to you and I at the cross.
Mun urang nyaho aya kajadian terus urang nyampurkeun salib.
What happened to us in our salvation.
Anu kajadian sarta kaselamatan.
Then no amount of what you know about the devil is a problem to you.
Tapi kamana urang nyaho setan teu mangaruhan.
Because you see God is so much bigger.
Dalam ningal pangeran jauh leuwih gede.
You know, in some people's mind we have a God of good and a God of evil.
Pikiran nu sejen, aya gusti anu bageur, aya nu jahat.
We say the creator of the universe is the good God.
Nyiptakeun jagat raya gusti nu bageur.
And the devil, he's the bad God.
Setan mah gusti nu jahat.
That is not a Christian concept.
Eta lain konsep Kristen.
We must push that out of our minds.
Tong aya dina pikiran urang.
There is one God.
Mun aya hiji pangeran.
He is almighty.
Maha kawasa.
He is all knowing.
Maha terang.
He is everywhere present.
Aya di sagala tempat.
He is uncreated.
Teu diciptakeun.
And then there is this created archangel.
Aya pamimpin malaikat nu diciptak.
Who used to work for God in heaven.
Adamal sareng Gusti di surga.
And who became proud and selfish.
Jadi sombong jeung egois.
And he said, I want to be God.
Omongna, aing hayang jadi Gusti.
I want to rule the universe.
Hayang ngawasaan jagat raya.
And he was a created being.
Manehna diciptakeun.
He's a finite being.
Teu maha kawasa.
He's only an angel.
An malaikat.
He cannot be God.
Moal bisa jadi Gusti.
He's not even close to being God.
Malah teu bisa mirip oge.
So there's no good God and evil God.
Teu aya Gusti nu hade jeung goreng.
There is one God that fills the whole universe.
Nyani hiji Gusti nu ngawasaan jagat.
And there's a little archangel.
Sarta aya pamimpin malaikat nu leutik.
Who is trying to sell himself as God.
Nyoba jadi Gusti.
You see, the devil doesn't have any real power.
Iblis sabenerna teu boga kawasa.
So he has to convince you and I that he has power.
Jadi manehna ngabohong.
So he's a great salesman.
Manehna salesman nu gade.
He always comes and says, see how strong I am.
Tingali ieu nu pangsaena.
See how big I am.
Abdi mah hebat.
See how much I can do.
Geus loba nu dilakukeun.
And he's trying to convince us of something.
Ngayakikeun urang.
So don't shut your eyes to what the enemy's doing. Don't be in one that overemphasizes. Don't be one who underemphasizes. So what is the balance? If I'm not to assume that everything is demonic. If I'm not to be reluctant to acknowledge that something is demonic, what should I do? Let me give you an illustration. I was leading a meeting. And there was a brother in the meeting who had a problem with epilepsy. He had been taking some medication for this.
Padahal geus ngadahar ubarna.
But someone said to him, well, you need to just go off your medication.
Aya nu ngomong, tong didahar deui ubarna.
And so he had a seizure in the public meeting.
Manehna dikritik di tempat umum.
I was standing at the front.
Nangtung di hareup.
And it was an illustration for what I'm teaching right now.
Ieu teh ilustrasina.
Because as I looked at this audience, they divided into two groups. Half of the audience jumped on top of this man and began to rebuke the devil. The other half of the audience were horrified that anybody would jump on someone having a seizure.
Sebagian di sini aya anu nyerang jeung nyentak tarik.
Some people assume this is demonic.
Orang boga pikiran ieu kawasa poe.
Other people wouldn't acknowledge that it was demonic.
Sejena teu boga pikiran naon?
Which side would you be on?
Kaderek aya di grup mana?
I've been on both sides in my life.
Abdi kungsi aya dina dua kelompok kanana.
So what is the balance?
Di mana kaseimbanganna?
How do you know?
Kumaha urang nyaho?
If you don't assume that everything's demonic?
Lamun urang teu nganggap eta pagawean setan?
If you're not reluctant to acknowledge that something is demonic?
Ulah jorok mikirna yen eta pagawean setan?
How are we going to know?
Kudu kumaha urang?
Would you believe I travel all over the world to tell people this?
Abdi ngurilingan dunya ngajarkeun perkara ieu.
Just ask God.
Naros bae ka Gusti.
Don't assume.
Ulah anggapan.
Don't refuse.
Ulah nampi.
Just say, God, what is happening here?
Taroskeun ka Gusti, naon kajadian ieu teh?
There were cases in the Bible where epilepsy was a demonic manifestation.
Di kitab suci mah sakalor teh asalna ti kawasa poe.
Is every epileptic seizure demonic?
Nah, kabeh kitu.
Of course not.
Moal atuh.
It's a problem with the human brain.
Apa yang di otak manusia?
I wear glasses.
Abdi nganggo kacamata.
Do I have a demon in my eyes?
Nah, ya setan di nampanon abdi.
Some say I do.
Jawabna nya.
I don't think I do.
Tapi abdi mah teu ngarasa.
But I did ask God about
it. Abdi bade narosula ka Gusti ngeunaan perkara eta.
Let's not serve some doctrinal position. Let's serve the needs of people.
Urang moal ngalayanan posisi doktrinal tapi kabutuh jalmi.
So I need to ask God, what is it?
Abdi naros, Gusti, naon ieu teh?
Now, when God speaks to me,
waktosna Gusti ngandika,
He's going to tell me, yes, this is a demonic attack.
Mantena bakal ngajawab, bener ieu serangan setan.
No, it's not a demonic attack.
Tawa eta lain serangan setan.
That's called discernment.
Ieu disebutna seukeutna.
That's what discernment means.
Naon artina?
It simply means I ask God to show me what's happening in the spirit realm.
Tara sederhana Gusti ngajelaskeun anu kajadian di alam roh.
It's not a special gift for a few people.
Lain kurnia khusus.
Everybody can ask God, what is happening?
Kadayana jalmi tiasa naros ka Gusti.
Now, when God shows me,
Seperantos Gusti nuduhkeun.
Is it demonic, is it not demonic?
Setan atau sanes?
Then there's a second question.
Naros nu saterusna.
How much of this is demonic?
Sakumaha gedena pangaruh kawasa poe.
Maybe the demonic powers are there.
Milu ilubiung kawasa poe didinya.
Maybe there is an attack of the enemy.
Aya pantosna serangan setan.
So I think, oh, I get rid of the demons, everything is okay.
Pikiran mun diusir ka wasa poek bakal pulih deui.
But no, I need to say what else is the problem.
Salilana kitu rek nanyakeun masalahna.
Maybe we need to build up the faith of this person too.
Perlu ngabangun iman jalma ieu.
Maybe we need to bring some healing to the damage that's inside.
Perlu dicageurkeun heula hatena.
Maybe they need to eat some good food.
Dahareunna anu sehat.
Maybe they need some counseling.
Perlu dikonseling.
So if we're going to be balanced,
upama yang seimbang,
we don't say everything's a demon.
Nyarita sakabehna ti setan.
Nothing is a demon.
Atawa teu pisan ti setan.
And then even when there is demonic power,
jadi lamun aya kawasa poek,
we also look for other combinations of things that are happening.
Bakal katempo kombinasi tina perkara anu kajadian.
Otherwise, we think, well, we get rid of the demons and we don't have to do anything else.
Mata kita mikirkan musir setan bae teu perlu nu sajena.
It's so important for us to be balanced in spiritual warfare.
Penting pisan keseimbangan dina peperangan rohani.
We mustn't be people who are rebuking the devil in every circumstance.
Unggal kejadian kudu ngusir setan.
There are two ways to do spiritual warfare.
Dua cara ngalakukeun peperangan rohani.
One is to directly confront the enemy.
Nyawitan langsung konfrontasi musuh.
Devil, in the name of Jesus, I resist you.
Setan diusir di jero nama Yesus. Cara sejenjalan.
But there's also another way. That's to exalt Jesus.
Yesus nu agung.
To obey the word.
Naatkan adabuhanana.
To exercise faith.
Ngelatih iman.
And when I do those things,
di waktu ngelakukan,
the enemy must flee.
Musuh kudu lumpat.
So there's two kinds of people listening to me.
Aya dua jenis jalma anu ngabandungan.
Some people say, "Oh, I've never resisted the devil. I don't want to do that."
Sebenarnya kita tuh pernah ngusir setan mal pipiluan kita.
If I'm the devil,
kami habis hasana,
and I find you won't resist me,
terang saderek tengusir,
then I will push you around all your life.
Bakal ngeganggu seumur-umur.
So for those of you who have never done that,
jadi nu teu kungsi ngalakukeun kitu, saderek perlu.
You need to stand firm.
Kuat ajem.
And resist the enemy.
Carta ngalawan musuh.
But there's also people listening.
Tapi kanu ngabandungan oge.
And you going around all day.
Taban poe urang.
I resist the devil.
Nolak setan.
I rebuke the devil.
Abdi nolak setan.
I command the devil again.
Nitah nyingkah.
I bind the devil.
Ibarogod.
And your attention is only on the devil.
Ingat. Ngan ka setan.
That's an imbalance.
Eta terseimbang.
So what should you do?
Nah, nu perlu dipegawai nu kieu.
You should, when the enemy's attacking,
lakukanana waktu musuh nyerang.
Turn your back on him.
Orang kena setan.
Don't acknowledge him.
Ulah diingat-ingat.
And begin to worship the Lord.
Begin
to exalt Jesus.
Yesus Magung.
Thank you, Jesus, that you died for me. Thank you that I'm washed in the blood. Thank you that you're an almighty God. And spiritual warfare will be done. Now the last point I want to make. After we have the armor on, so we are ready for this battle. The last point from Ephesians 6 comes from verse 18. It says, pray every time in the Spirit. This is a big surprise to me. I had not noticed this for many years. Everybody's Bible says, pray in the Spirit. It's in Catholic Bibles.
Kitab suci Katolik.
Lutheran Bibles, Baptist
kitab suci
Bibles.
Lutheran, kitab suci Baptis.
Everybody's Bible says, pray in the Spirit every time.
Ngajalma kudu ngadoa dinaro.
This is not for just particular people.
Lain bagian.
It's a Bible thing.
Hal kitab suci.
In verse 19.
Ayat 18.
Paul says, pray for me that I might be able to speak by the Spirit.
Paulus nyarios doakeun kami supaya nyarita make kawasa roh.
If you turn back to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
Rang baca Efesus 5 ayat 18.
Ephesians 5:18.
Efesus 5 ayat 18.
It says, don't be drunk with wine, but keep being filled with the Spirit.
Ulah sok mabok anggur tapi sing pinuh ku roh.
So look what we have.
Tempon urang boga.
Pray in the Spirit.
Ngadoa dina roh.
Speak by the Spirit.
Tumpang dina roh.
That's why your pastor prays before he speaks.
Ieu alesanana panatua saderek ngadoa samemeh nyarita.
He's a good speaker.
Anjeunna tukang nyarios.
But he wants to speak by the Spirit.
Tapi bade nyarita dina roh.
It's what we often call the anointing of God.
Nukieu disebut urapan Allah.
And Paul asked for that.
Paulus mentanukil.
If preachers need the anointing of God,
lamunu khotbah perlu urapan Gusti.
So do you need the anointing of God when you talk to your mother?
Urang oge butuh kanggo nyarios sareng pun biang.
When you talk to your children?
Sareng pun anak.
Why?
Nah.
Have you ever heard someone say this?
Fungsi ngadangun nu nyarita kieu.
That's not what I said.
Ieu sanes abdi nu nyarita.
You heard me wrong.
Ngadangukeun abdi.
Yes, you said it.
Tapi mana nu nyarita?
You said it 3 times.
Mana nyarita eta 3 kali.
Well, I didn't mean that.
Lain eta maksudna.
We all have these kinds of conversations.
Urang kungsi ngalaman nu kitu.
When someone takes over a country in a coup.
Dina waktu hayang nyokot hiji wilayah.
The first thing they take over is radio, television, newspaper.
Mimiti nu dirampas radio, TV jeung koran.
And the devil attacks communication.
Karta setan nyerang hubungan.
That's why I need the Spirit of God to help me communicate, not just as a preacher, but in everything I say.
Eta sabab urang perlu roh Gusti pikeun ngabantu komunikasi lain dina khotbah bae tapi dina waktu nyarita.
And in Ephesians 5, it says, live in the Spirit.
Efesus 5, nyarita hirup dina roh.
Pray in the Spirit.
Ngadoa dina roh.
Speak by the Spirit.
Nyarita dina roh.
And live in the Spirit.
Hirup dina roh.
Now why?
Nah, ieu na.
Does God need me to pray in the Spirit to be able to hear me?
Gusti miwara ngadoa dina roh supaya tiasa ngadangu abdi.
Of course not.
Henteu.
He can hear everything.
Henteu na tiasa ngadangu sadaya doa.
Is this some requirement God makes of me?
Nah, ieu syaratnya kamu abdi.
Of course not.
Kanes.
So why are we to pray in the Spirit?
Nah, make kudu ngadoa dina roh.
Every prayer we pray is supposed to be in the Spirit.
Saben ngadoa kuduna dina roh.
Every time we worship, it's supposed to be in the Spirit.
Nyembah oge kudu dina roh.
Let me tell you why.
Ieu alasanana.
In the context of Ephesians 6.
Dina konteks Efesus 6.
It's talking about the spirit world.
Nyenan alam roh, yang ngelingan ka urang.
It's reminding us. This is not a battle against flesh and blood.
Peperangan teh lain ngalawan getih jeung daging.
It's a battle in the spirit world.
Ieu mah perang di alam roh.
Therefore,
kukituna,
pray in the spirit.
Nah, doa dina roh.
Because the enemy you're fighting is a spirit enemy.
Dilawana oge makhluk roh.
The kingdom that we are praying to come is a spirit kingdom.
Anu diwakeunana oge kerajaan roh.
The Bible says the kingdom is not eating and drinking.
Kitab suci kerajaanana lain dahareun jeung inumeun.
In other words, it's not natural things.
Lain natural.
It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Tapi bebeneran, tentrem sarta sukacita.
That's the same kind of a verse as we read in chapter 6, verse 12.
Sarua jeung pasal genep ayat 12.
We don't wrestle flesh and blood, we wrestle against spirit world.
Pejuang teh lain ngalawan getih jeung daging tapi roh jahat.
So the kingdom we're praying to come is a spirit kingdom.
Kerajaan anu didoakeun teh kerajaan roh.
The enemy we're trying to push back is a spirit enemy.
Nu dilawan teh makhluk roh.
And that's why it says, let all prayer be done in the spirit.
Eta sababna mun ngadoa kudu dina roh.
We have got to become experts in the spirit world.
Urang kudu jadi warga alam roh.
Not to see demons
lain
behind everything.
Setan tina sagalana.
Not to rebuke the demons behind every bush.
Lain keur ngusir setan dina rungkun.
But because we battle in a spirit realm.
Bajuang naoge di alam roh.
I would like every one of you to become experts in the spirit world.
Kahayang mah sakabeh jalma jadi warga roh.
Why do I say that?
Nah, nyarita kitu.
In your city.
Di kota urang.
In your village.
Di desa urang.
There are people who look just like you.
Loba nu saperti urang.
There are people who are the same intelligence as you.
Sarua pinterna.
The same education as you.
Sarua pelajar.
And these people are experts in the spirit world.
Maranehna oge warga alam roh.
They are psychics.
Maranehna dukun.
They are witchcraft doctors.
Dukun ahli.
They operate in voodoo.
Kegiatanana dina voodoo.
They do all kinds of occult practices.
Ngalakukeun sagala kawasa poe.
Teenagers do it.
Barudak ngora marilu.
Children do it.
Barudak leutik marilu.
I was recently in a country where people put curses on people and they die.
Abdi tas ti nagara aya jalma nyupata jalma nepi ka maot.
So the Christian said to me, you understand that this is very real in our culture.
Urang Kristen nyarita, di budaya orang oge kitu.
And it is very real.
Bener aya.
And every culture has satanic, demonic people functioning.
Di unggal kebudayaan aya anu praktek make setan.
But we as Christians should be just as able to function in the spirit world.
Tapi orang Kristen oge kudu bisa berfungsi di alam roh.
We are born of the spirit.
Urang dilahirkeun dina roh.
Our God is a spirit.
Gusti urang oge roh.
He's a personality, but he's a spirit being.
Antenna teh pribadi tapi mangrupa makhluk roh.
Jesus lives in my heart by the spirit.
Yesus ngancik dina hate abdi ku rohna.
This book is a spirit book.
Kitab suci oge buku roh.
It says these things cannot be naturally discerned.
Di jerona nyaritakeun hal ieu teu ia sedeteksi secara natural.
Every time I turn a page, I see the Spirit of the Lord came upon them.
Saban muka nu anyar, roh Gusti anyar deui.
So we need to be experts in the spirit world.
Urang perlu ahli di alam roh.
Praying and worshiping in the Spirit.
Ngadoa jeung nyembah dina roh.
Speaking by the power of the Spirit.
Nyarita ku kawasa roh.
And living our lives in the Spirit.
Hirup dina roh.
And in our next session, I want to tell you how to pray in the Spirit.
Dina sesi saterusna bade ngajarkeun kumaha ngadoa dina roh.
Can I pray for you?
Dibade ngadoa kang sadar.
Let's pray together.
Mangga sareng.
Father, thank you for the light of your word.
Rama atur nuhun ku dawuhanna.
Thank you, Jesus, you have defeated every demonic force.
Atur nuhun Yesus parantos ngelekeun kawasa setan.
And thank you that we have participated in that victory.
Atur nuhun abdi parantos lebet kana kaunggulan Gusti.
But Lord, we do not want to be ignorant.
Gusti abdi supados taat.
We don't want to pretend that the devil does not exist.
Abdi menganggap setan teh teu aya.
We do not want to shut our eyes to the things that he's doing.
Manapi-api teu terang kana kalakuan setan.
Make us aware.
Elingkeun abdi.
But help us to never be impressed.
Tulung supaya teu pupujieun.
We're impressed only with our God.
Kawas abdi muji Gusti.
We're impressed with His power and His Spirit.
Karena kawasa sareng Roh Gusti.
Because there's something greater in us than anything in the witchcraft area.
Margi nu aya di abdi langkung ageung tibatan dukun.
I pray for all of us today that we will believe this and walk in this.
Abdi ngadoa supaya sadaya anu percaya hirupna aya dina hal ieu.
Form a firm foundation in our hearts.
Damel pondasi nu kuat dina hate abdi.
A foundation for warfare.
Pondasi kanggo peperangan.
A balanced foundation.
Nu saimbang.
I ask this in Jesus' name.
Dilebet jenengan Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.